اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and as-salamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Now, the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, and recitation of Surah Ash-Shura, verse 53, as well as the recitation of Surah Al-Qaf, verses 1 to 5, by Sheikh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad, preceded by its English translation. Dear audience, let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. The path of Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. Verily, all matters at the end go to Allah. In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. Qaf, by the glorious Quran. Nay, they wonder that there has come to them a warner from among themselves. So the disbelievers say, this is a strange thing. When we are dead and have become dust, that is a far return. We know that which the earth takes of them, and with us is a book preserved. Nay, but they have denied the truth when it has come to them, so they are in a confused state.
Oh. بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهم في أمر مريج.
صدق الله العلي.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verse 53 of Surah Ash-Shura, as well as verses 1 to 5 of Surah Al-Qaf, recited by Sheikh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Abdul Basit first recited verse 53 of Surah Ash-Shura, which is actually the last verse of this surah. The first word in this verse is Sirat. Si. We have a Sad, which is a letter of Isti'la with a Kasra. So we have to apply Tafkhim.
At the lowest level.
At the lowest level because of the Kasra. Si. We don't say Si. We don't apply too much tafkhim.
We try to observe the characteristics of kasra, actually.
Yeah, we should pronounce the sound of kasra should be preserved. If you say si, it doesn't sound like a kasra. Si. Siratil. And also the ti, the ta also has a kasra. We have to try to preserve the sound of kasra. Of course, it's not going to be fully preserved because tafkhim still is going to have the effect on the kasra as well.
The shape of lips, I think, help us.
Sirati, yes. You have to make sure that the lips are spread, you like the way you pronounce kasra. Sirati Allah, the lam of Allah has tarqiq. Alladhi sirati Allahi alladhi lahu. We have ishba' of ha'ud dhamir here, where the ha is pronounced like with a wawul mad, with a long vowel waw.
Since and the reason?
It's preceded by a haraka. So whenever you have a ha'ud dhamir, the masculine third person pronoun, conjunct masculine third person pronoun, preceded by a letter with a haraka.
No matter what it is.
Yeah, any haraka, any short vowel, and you have ishbar. Ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. We have a ra with tafkhim, since it's sakin, preceded by a letter with a fatha. So whenever it's sakin, we have to look at the previous letter most of the time. And provided that it's not followed by a letter of isti'la, we have to pronounce it with tafkh. Actually, if there is a letter of isti'la, it doesn't make a difference. If we have a fatha or dhamma before the ra, sakina, you have to apply tafkhim at all times. If there is a kasra before the ra,
you look at the
make sure that there's no letter of isti'la after the ra. Because if there is, you have to pronounce the ra with tafkhim
again.
Yeah. Then let's go on to the next surah that was recited, Surah Qaf. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qaf. We have maddul lazim in the huruf, harful muqatta'. This is only one letter, and we have to say the name of this letter, which is Qaf. Qaf has three letters, Qaf, Alif, and Fa. The second letter is a long vowel, followed by Sukun, a letter with a Sukun.
So conditions are met.
Yeah, the condition for Maddul Lazim is met, and you have to pronounce the Qaf. You have to prolong it to six vowel counts. والقرآن المجيد بل عجبوا أن جاءهم. We have إخفاء of Nun Sakina in the phrase أن جاءهم. Okay, the noon is pronounced with ikhfa, where we have to approximate the place of articulation of jim. And after this, the word ja'ahum, we have matul muttasil.
A conjunct, man.
To four vowel counts, or five. 4 or 5. مُنذِرُ مِنْهُمْ, another إخفاء followed by Ra with Tafkhim because of the Tanween of Dhamma. فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ.
Noon is pronounced completely here.
Yeah, noon is pronounced with إظهار because there's a letter of the throat after the Tanween, which is عَيْن.
And what are other letters of throat?
Would it be possible for you to tell the audience? Hamza, ha. They have the same place of articulation, except hamza is voiced while ha is voiceless. Ayn and ha, again, the same place of articulation in the middle of the throat. Ayn is voiced, ha is voiceless. Kha and ghain, they again have the same place of articulation. Ghain is voiced, kha is voiced. So these six letters are the letters of the throat. If they come after a nun sakina or tanween, you have to apply ilhar, which means that you have to pronounce the nun sakina completely. Aida mitna, mitna. We have a ta with sukun. We have to make sure that the ta is pronounced. If we say aida mitna, 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 we have to hear the sound of ta.
Something like a clicking sound.
Yeah, and ikhtilas should take place. Mitn, mitn, mitna. We have to quickly move on and pronounce the noon. Mitna, mitna. See, quickly, it's ikhtilas. Wakunna, we have a noon with shadda. You have to, in fact, apply the ghunna for two vowel counts on the noon. Wakunna.
A mushaddad noon should be pronounced with ghunna.
Yes. ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. We have iqlab of noon sakina here, where the tanween, the nun sakin of the tanween, is pronounced like a mim that has ikhfa. Raja'un ba'id.
It happens when the nun sakina comes to ba.
Yes, that's right. So if you have a nun sakina followed by ba, iqlab takes place.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali, talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue our reflections on some hadith about the significance of the Quran. The next hadith is this hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, which has, of course, a long discussion in our courses on the Quran, which are available, alhamdulillah, online. Understanding the Quran and Quranic sciences, we have explained this concept that the Quran is a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, فَتَجَلَّى لَهُمْ سُبْحَانَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ. Allah has manifested himself for people in his book. Manifestation of Allah is something great, that in the story of Musa alayhi salam, we have that when Musa said to Allah, رَبِّ أَرَنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. Oh Allah, show yourself to me so that I can look at you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّكَ لَن تَرَانِي يَا مُوسَى. You can never see me. وَلَكِنِ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. Look at the mount. If the mount remains intact, you can see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. When Allah manifested himself to the mount, جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى وَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَائِقًا. The mount was exploded. This is manifestation of Allah. So if Allah manifests himself even to a small degree, the mount cannot cope with. And Quran is great manifestation of Allah. And this is why the Quran says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we had sent this Quran on a mount, you would see it becomes very humble and it will break into pieces. So Quran is great manifestation of Allah.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, What you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. من نام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن